This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're here with Love Our Proud
with Z and G on Joy 94.9.
Wow, what a song that was. That was just really, look, we really got into that. And as we were all grooving, Isabel Angus just came in. She Crazy. Just came in during that song. Thank you so much for joining us, Isabel.
Oh, thank you for having me. Yeah.
No worries. Look, understandably, you just did a drop in because, you know, you can't be everywhere at all times of the night. It is pretty late.
It is late,
but thank you for joining us right now.
And you're a comedian or comedienne.
That's right.
Which one would you prefer?
I don't know. I think comedian looks nicer written.
Yeah.
But comedian's just easier to say, isn't it?
Excellent. Either way, you're pure bliss, and so is your Melbourne International Comedy Festival show.
That's right, playing right now during the comedy festival.
That's right. It's called Bliss with an exclamation mark. Bliss.
That's what people will be, you know, experiencing during the show, I'm sure.
That's right.
Pure bliss.
Pure bliss. I'm playing a Fitzbo.
Hashtag Fitzbo.
Insta. It's short. It's Fit Inspiration. And she's, my character Penny Parsons is presenting this show to try and teach everyone how to live their best life and be their best self.
Wow. That sounds amazing.
How do you do that, just by the way? Just for my friend, not for me.
Yeah. Just for you. Well, yeah. I think her rule is, she's pretty full on with her approach. It's kind of like, don't ever eat anything and only ever exercise.
The breath diet. That's a good one.
That's right, yeah.
It's a tough one to live by.
It's tough, but yeah, she's very motivational.
So it's a character-driven show.
That's right. Yeah.
So how long have you been... Is that always what you have done in comedy? Always been a character-driven performance?
Yeah, mostly. I don't really... I mean, I'm talking as myself now, but...
Or are you? I don't know.
I like to hide behind a character, generally. So my first show was called Edge, and I played an 11-year-old girl.
Wow.
So there's a bit of suspension of disbelief going on. I played a... she was like a child star sort of tween sensation with her mother / manager in her earpiece.
Constantly.
Telling her how to, you know... trying to get famous. After that, I played a 14-year-old boy called Jono in another show.
Jono.
Who's like an obnoxious... Yeah, exactly. Jono! An obnoxious boy. So, yeah, I sort of just like try and sort of find a topic that I'm interested in, and I was becoming interested in all this fitness, wellness kind of trend and create a character around that to try and explore. Yeah.
No,
I was going to say, this is a solo show for you. Have all of your shows that you've previously done been on your own?
This is my first solo show. Okay. So, the other show, Edge and Prime, I did as part of a duo, Isabel and Rachel. Rachel has actually directed this show.
Taking a behind-the-scenes role.
Does that mean she can tell you what to do? And is that nice for her after working alongside you?
Yeah.
pent-up aggression that you had.
Yeah. She can just tell me what to do. I've always wanted to say this, and now I can. Mostly she's just telling me how to actually hold weights properly how to do things without injuring myself.
It's her time to finally roast you after all these years.
As
the director, just keep battering down on the roasting.
That's right.
I'm
all about that.
I'm being rude.
No, not at all.
Told off. It's not
You're delightful.
That's for you.
Do you do weights in real life? Are you shredded?
As it turns out, I don't, because when I was practicing, my director was like, that is absolutely not how you hold weights. Like this, doing it all these ridiculous ways.
You weren't doing it with your back, were you?
I think so. Yeah. I don't know. I haven't injured myself yet, touch wood. But yeah, I'm kind of like, I've been getting show fit and, you know, ironically have discovered that fitness is really great for my mental health. And so I'm like, the whole show, it's not an attack at the fitness industry. It's not saying, oh, you know, it's bad, it's crazy. It's sort of just exploring this trend and why is it such a cultural phenomenon seemingly at the moment.
So you'll end the Melbourne International Comedy Festival more Penny than Isabel.
Well, maybe.
Oh, wow. Or they blend into one.
I'm sort of becoming confused now. I'm doing it every night. And who am I?
Yes, when the character becomes the person. Right?
How do you become the character? What is your transition? Is it literally the thing you did as a child or as an amateur drama student where you put your hand on your face and you go from frown? Yeah. How do you become Penny?
Well, she's got very, like, very severe bun with, like, very tight, tied back hair.
Lady man bum.
Yeah. Really, you know, so I put on the fitness attire and I feel like that kind of gets me there, kind of.
Did you do a few push-ups beforehand?
Yeah, a little run through, kind of. Yeah, she's a bit more.
Run around the stage.
Yeah.
High five people as the audience comes in.
Yeah, I've got a Nicki Minaj song as my intro. Ooh, like which one? Audience enter music, pound the alarm.
Oh,
but it's a workout remix.
I like that exists. Fitting. That exists. Yeah.
You know, APRA. So that kind of pumps me up as well. Wow. It is quite a high energy show. So.
And you could not have chosen anything better to wear on stage than activewear.
Totally. So comfortable.
Soaks up all the sweat.
That's right.
Does it? Is that what one of the functions of activewear? I'm not sure.
I think it just looks
good.
Well,
I don't have to wash it, do I?
No.
22 shows, it'll be fine.
Next year, just do something in your pajamas.
That's right. I'm just all about getting the most comfortable costume.
So what year did you enter the comedy scene? How did it all start for you?
Well, my first show was called All of the Things, and I actually did play myself in that show. That was like, but it was sort of like a... You exaggerated version of myself. So it was me and Rachel sort of just trying to navigate the world as an adult and how do you have everything and how do you do everything but also be taken seriously, and it was sort of dealing with those themes.
It sounds like a more stand-up sort of show.
Yeah, it was sort of a hybrid, I guess, of like theatre and stand-up sketch kind of. And then just from there I was like, oh, character comedy is really great. Mm. And I... got really into that.
Writing through the voice of someone else rather than yourself.
Yeah.
That sort of thing. Yeah.
Yeah, totally. I actually saw this brilliant comedian, I don't know if you know, Zoe Kumsma.
Yes.
Yes. She had a show called Dave and
Where
she played Dave, and wow. I was like, God, I love playing characters and I should just, you know, I can do a show where I be a character. That's like awesome. I don't have to be me.
Does it make it easier unwinding at God knows a clock when you're done, you've talk to everyone that was at the show to wind down, given that you didn't perform as yourself, you performed as Penny, so you can just go put her in a cupboard and then just go to bed.
I also feel like you can get away with sort of maybe some more full-on jokes that when you're being someone else, because also it's satire, so you know, I might not say these things as myself, but I can sort of go a bit further with Penny because she's a sort of like an exaggerated satirical
over-the-top character.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you drawn inspiration from our fitness world, or is she a hybrid mesh?
Yeah, she's sort of like a hybrid mesh of like, I don't know, inspirational quotes.
A personal trainer specifically that you had that you drew from experience?
Yeah, well, I was looking at all these sort of Insta-famous fitness celebrities, and she's, I guess Penny's like a wannabe kind of like Kayla Itzhines, Ashy Bynes, Michelle Bridges amalgamation.
Okay,
she's just like, I want that, but I don't quite have the following.
Wow, so we're going to come back after this song.
I'm going to do a few sit-ups and curls and bicep.
All right, well, I'm going to spot you, Dylan.
Yeah.
I'm going to spot you. Make
Someone's
sure you don't hurt yourself.
Isabel was doing some crazy dance moves over there. I don't know what was going on during that song.
Jazzercise.
It looked a lot like Jazzercise. I don't know. Is that copywritten?
It might be.
No, it's a type of thing.
This is a Laugh Out Proud.
With Z&G.
On Joy 94.9. And we are joined by a very special guest, Isabel Angus. Thank you so much for joining us this late.
That's right. Well, thanks for having me. It's good to be here.
And we were talking about your Melbourne International Comedy Festival show, Bliss.
That's right.
And the character-drivenness that it is. It's fantastic. but when you first got into, you know, the comedy scene itself, I mean, did you hit up spots, you know, rooms around the scene in Melbourne?
Yeah, I haven't done a huge amount of gig spots because, you know, normally a gig, it's like 5 minutes. It can be, I've done a few, but it can be difficult as a character because you're sort of part of a lineup and then the audience are a bit like, hang on, is this you? Are you like coming doing these fitness things or whatever when I was being an 11-year-old child star character? Kind of like,
what a 5 minute spot. Yeah, what a 5 minute spot that would have been.
It's a lot to take in 5 minutes. Kind of like, oh, so you're being a character. Oh, it's satire. Okay, there's a lot going on. So, I mean, it can be challenging to do those spots. But what I really enjoy is creating a full show, like the full hour show, and usually work on it like quietly for like 6-7 months.
And yeah, so the writing process is 6 or 7 months, is that?
Yeah, well, you sort of register your show about 6 months in advance and then you're like, I really better write this now.
So you go in with the idea of just the general show itself and a title?
Yeah, a title usually.
Do you have to give the title when you register?
Yeah, so you register. You've got to have a rough idea. Like, you've got to sort of look like you know what you're doing, which is why a lot of people's write-ups in the guide are like, it's a great, fun thing, and I've done it before. It's like, oh, does not describe the show at all.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But,
no tape backsies halfway through. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, okay.
So you've got to have, like, a strong concept and an image, and then you've got about 6 months to work on that. So for me, I usually have the character in the concept that I'm sort of looking at and then just spend the whole time trying to create the world and the script
and the rehearsal,
choreographed dances. Ooh, and there's all this stuff to do.
Choreograph your own dances?
I do. Ooh, I've never. I always have to have a dance in the show.
Can you sing as well?
Working out. I would call that a talent.
A triple threat.
Does that mean you can sing, dance, and act?
Look, well, yes,
I can. Whether I can do it well,
belt it out right now. Let's karaoke edition.
I think
now.
Penny is the singer. I think.
Yeah,
okay. Case might be.
Yeah.
She would love to just succeed in any way.
Yeah. Like, probably on Penny's playlist on her device.
Oh, I reckon you know your gym pump up music. Definitely Britney Spears' Work Bitch. You know, mm-hmm.
Katy Perry's Firework.
Yeah, Raw. All that kind of.
What's
like.
What's the Rocky one?
Eye of the Tiger.
Eye of the Tiger.
Oh, for sure.
That has to be top of the playlist, right? Get the
it's
blood
a playlist
boiling.
Yeah, 100 times.
Yeah,
I think, on repeat.
Yeah, any of that. You know those like club remixed that are also used in gym songs? Mm. Like, like really heavy.
High paced.
I feel like she gets really into that.
Really into that. Wow.
Soul Cycle kind of. You know, do you know Soul Cycle? Mm. That kind of vibe.
I know A Cycle. I don't know.
I know Rinse Cycle.
It's like. A spin class in a nightclub where it's like flashing.
What an idea. That's a good idea.
Yeah. Yes. Bridget Jones did that.
Yeah.
In Bridget Jones's Baby.
That's right. We both know because
really?
That's how I know about it too.
Well, Bridget Jones teaching the world everything we need to know. You have you might have a big DVD collection if people still collect DVDs, but you do have a big award collection. Tell us some awards you've won and just...
Oh, right. So, yes, I won the first sort of big character show I did, Edge. We won Best Comedy at the Melbourne Fringe in 2013.
Did you have a fringe in the show? Did either of your characters have
I actually
a fringe?
Did have a fringe then.
Do you think that helped? Right.
I think it might have helped. Yeah. You know, it doesn't help for the sweaty factor, but a lot of hair gel. But, and then we toured that show to Perth and went to Adelaide Fringe where we got a weekly award, Best Comedy Weekly Award there.
What's touring a show like? How's flying into state and doing the whole shebang?
It's probably difficult given that your carry-on luggage is just filled with awards.
Oh, it's so heavy, so many of them.
You're like, oh, can I just stow away award. This up?
Oh, I'll just hold on to this.
It's too precious.
No, it's more the props. Lots of props in all of the shows I've done. I don't know why I don't just make it simpler for myself, but I seem to always insist on having millions of costumes and props.
Just do mine.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, bring that back. Is that still a thing?
I think it still exists.
I think it's a busking thing. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So no, it's really fun touring. It's really great because you just, you know, you're just working on the show. All you're doing is trying to get people to the show, refine the show, and you watch it kind of grow over however many nights you do it. So it's really exciting.
Do you have to put yourself up in a hotel?
You do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How's hotel living for the duration of the tour?
Oh, look, it's very messy.
Don't have to clean yourself.
Yeah,
I mean,
like, I get, hotel's probably an exaggeration.
You should clean yourself, but
Airbnb.
I mean, not, yeah.
Cheap. We stayed in
a hostel.
Basically, a hostel. It's two single beds next to each other all of our props, just waking up and just instantly.
Straight
being
to the
like,
point.
Okay.
You're not alone with your props.
Yeah, yeah. Just.
Do you make your own props?
Yeah, a lot of laminating and printing, and I'm a terrible cutter. I'm left-handed.
Preach.
No.
I'm left-handed.
Are you?
Yeah.
I?
Oh, wow.
We've got a bond.
Sisterhood. Yeah,
yep. Sisterhood. That's Shout right. out to our left-handers.
But your show, once again, is called Bliss.
That's right.
Where can the people catch
the
you? Where's that playing?
Come to me. It's at the Greek Centre, which is on Lonsdale Street.
And you're in the Zeus room.
I'm in the Zeus room, which I feel is very ideal for like fitness, you know, athletica.
You're the god of all gods.
The god of all gods. 9:30 PM until the 23rd of April. So that's the rest of the comedy festival.
Oh, that's a long run.
But not Mondays.
Not Mondays.
Mondays, are a rest day.
8:30 is on Sundays for those who like an early night.
Mm. Wow.
And Isabel, where can the people find all of your social media information?
Yes. Well, I've got a Facebook like page, Isabel Angus. That's just my regular name. And I actually also have a fake Instagram for the character.
Nice. That's a good idea.
Perfect_penny_body_bliss.
Not going to lie, it took me a long time to find that the other day. It took me a long, long time.
Yeah, okay. Well, so now you know. And that's got a lot of... That's the character. So you can see what she's all about on there.
Well, definitely recommend to go on down and see Isabel's show. Thank you so much for coming in, Isabel. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
But I know you have to get on home. Yeah, it is late.
Do some lunges.
A blissful sleep.
That's right.
Please do. But thank you so much again for coming on down, Isabel.
Thanks very much.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.